Bishop Bell's Brass Behemoths.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the Bible-defending book, The Dinosaurs of Eden. Well, Ken, that's like one of those tongue twisters we tried as kids many years ago. But seriously, what's so amazing about these brass behemoths of this certain Bishop Bell?
Well, Richard Bell was a bishop of Carlisle in England until his death in 1496. Now, he's buried in the floor of Carlisle Cathedral, and his tomb is inlaid with brass and shows a nearly 5-foot image of Bishop Bell. Well, around the edge of the tomb, you can find Latin inscriptions and depictions of various animals that are clearly identifiable. You can see various fish, an eel, a dog, a pig, a bird, and even a weasel. But most fascinating, though, are the images strikingly similar to certain dinosaurs we call behemoths. But how could that be, since the bishop's tomb was sealed and decorated over 300 years before dinosaur bones were dug up, before dinosaurs were known as a group of animals that once roamed the earth? Well, accepting the Bible's account of creation and earth history, we know that dinosaurs were created on day 6 along with man. Noah would have taken pairs of each kind on board the ark. The dinosaurs got off the ark and lived alongside man until they finally went extinct, probably only a few hundred years ago.
Ken Ham explores much more about this intriguing topic of dinosaurs and the Bible. You can read his free booklet, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs, on our free website, answersradio.com. Go to answersradio.com.